Three cultivated meat developers raised $535 million. Two of their suppliers raised $7 million. All five are gone. Believer Meats, Meatable and SI-Fi Foods raised more than $500 million combined and still shut down. Sell Rev and Upstream Foods, suppliers to that same industry, raised a fraction of that and failed on the same timeline, testing the picks and shovels thesis against the actual data. From Life Mate Tech. Believer Meats, Meatable and SI-Fi Foods raised a combined $535 million and all three shut down anyway. Sell Rev and Upstream Foods, companies that supplied the inputs those developers depend on, not competing products, raised roughly $7 million combined, about 1.3% as much. They failed on the same timeline. If capital insulated a company from cultivated meats commercialization risk, the best-funded companies should have been the last to fail, and the supply layer should have had more room to survive on less revenue, the way infrastructure and tooling businesses often do in other industries. Neither held. This is what the failures of five companies across an 18-month window actually show about where the risk in this industry concentrates. Scope and how the figures were built. This piece covers five closures between mid-2024 and December 2025. SI-Fi Foods, Upstream Foods, Sell Rev Meatable, and as a contrast case, not a re-reported one, Believer Meats, whose own shutdown we covered in detail separately and do not relitigate here beyond the headline figures needed for comparison. Total raised figures come from company statements, investor announcements and primary funding round reporting where available, cross-checked against aggregator databases, Traxon, CB Insights, PitchBook, that in several cases disagree with each other and with the company's own disclosures. Where sources conflict, this piece uses the figure attributed to the company or its named investors directly, and flags the size of the disagreement rather than silently picking a number. Currency conversions to USD use approximate current spot rates. GBP/USD approximately 1.27, EUR/USD approximately 1.08, for rough comparability only. Several of these rounds closed years earlier at different rates, so treat the converted figures as illustrative, not precise. This is a companion piece to our earlier analysis of alternative protein funding concentration, which covered $367 million in disclosed rounds across all alt protein categories over 12 months, money flowing in. This piece covers a different, narrower dataset, five specific companies in one subcategory, cultivated meat and its direct supply chain, and what happened to the money already raised. The five companies. The article includes a 8-column table of company data here, which is easier to read on the page. Believer's figure is the one already established in our post-mortem. Meatable's total is reported as $100 million, Traxon's funding round tally, to $105 million. The figure attached to its final, undisclosed amount round with Betagrow Ventures in November 2024. Depending on source, this piece uses $105 million as the more recent figure, from coverage of its final round through to dissolution. SI-Fi's total is reported inconsistently across sources, $29 million, $36.9 million and $40 million all appear in different aggregators, and this piece uses $40 million, the figure reported alongside its named investor list, Coldplay's investment arm, A16Z, Valasiren Ventures, Box Group, Entree Capital and Prelude Ventures. Sell Rev's total is built from three disclosed rounds a single source, Vegconomist, reported directly, £1.2 million in 2021, £1.75 million in 2022, £1.4 million in 2023, which is more precise than and diverges meaningfully from the $19.6 million and $5.59 million totals two different funding aggregators separately report for the same company. That is a large enough gap to flag rather than average away. This piece uses the directly sourced round-by-round figure. Two failure modes on the same clock. Group by segment, and a pattern holds that grouping by raise size alone would hide. The three developers failed at wildly different capital levels, $390 million, $105 million, $40 million, which on its own might suggest capital amount doesn't predict survival at all. But look at when. All three failed within an 18-month span, mid-2024 to December 2025. Regardless of how much they had raised or in Believer's case, whether they had already cleared the regulatory bar that is supposed to be the hard part. Capital didn't buy Believer or Meetable more time than SciFi's much smaller war chest did. It bought a bigger burn rate that arrived at the same wall. The two input layer companies make a sharper point. Cell Rev and Upstream Foods were not scaled down versions of Believer and Meetable. They weren't trying to sell a finished product to consumers at all. They were selling picks and shovels to the developers, cell manufacturing media, in Cell Rev's case, a fat ingredient other companies would blend into their own products, in Upstream's. In infrastructure and platform businesses more generally, that position is often considered the safer bet in a speculative industry. You get paid regardless of which prospector strikes gold. In cultivated meat, on this five-company sample, it was not safer. It failed on the same 18-month clock, with about 1% of the capital. The practical consequence for an investor evaluating this space. A pitch built around, we're the infrastructure play, we are insulated from any one developer's outcome, deserves specific scrutiny on customer concentration. If a media additive or ingredient supplier's addressable market is a handful of cultivated meat developers who are themselves capital constrained, the supplier's fate is correlated with, not hedged against, its customers' fundraising environment. CellRev's own history illustrates this directly. A December 2023 partnership with BSF, Enterprise to mass produce cultivated meat, which BSF withdrew from roughly a year later, was one of the commercial paths CellRev was counting on before it ran out of time. Believer as the outlier that proves the point. Believer Meats is the exception that sharpens rather than complicates this picture. It was the best funded of the three developers, and the only one with full regulatory approval in hand, the two things most likely, in theory, to buy a company survival time. It shut down first among the developers, not last, and per our post-mortem, left only about $86,000 in the bank when it did. Its failure is the strongest available evidence that neither capital nor regulatory clearance was ever the binding constraint for cultivated meats product companies. Manufacturing cost was, which is the subject of our separate reporting on the cost data gap in precision fermentation, and for Believer specifically, of the dedicated post-mortem this piece does not repeat. The counter-argument. Five companies is a small, non-random sample, and it is worth being direct about what that limits. These are the failures that got covered: a supplier that is quietly profitable, privately funded, or simply uninteresting to trade press would not appear in this dataset at all, and there is no public registry of every cultivated meat input supplier against which to check how many are still standing. It is possible, even likely, that other media scaffold or ingredient suppliers exist in reasonable health and would complicate the input layer failed too, claim if included. This piece can show that the picks and shovels thesis did not protect these two specific companies. It cannot show that it fails as a general rule across a supply layer this analysis did not fully map. Age is a partial confound for one of the two, not both. Upstream Foods was genuinely young at closure, 3 years old, founded in 2022, so some of its difficulty raising capital could be an early stage startup effect rather than a segment effect. CellRev does not fit that explanation. It was founded in 2018, the same vintage as Believer Meats and Meetable, and had the same 7 years to build investor relationships and raise capital that they did. It still closed having raised roughly 1% of Believer's total and roughly 5% of Meetable's. For CellRev specifically, age does not explain the gap. Segment is the more defensible explanation of the two. What we could not establish. SciFi Foods' precise total raised, reported as $29 million, $36.9 million or $40 million depending on source, with no primary company statement located that resolves the discrepancy. Whether other cultivated meat input layer suppliers, media, scaffolding, bioreactor components, have shut down, merged, or are operating without public visibility over the same period. This piece covers the two documented closures found in trade coverage, not a complete census of the segment. The precise historical GBP/USD and EUR/USD rates at the time each round in this piece actually closed, rather than the current approximate rates used for illustrative conversion above.
What to watch?
Whether a well-capitalized input layer company emerges and survives past the 18-month mark that claimed Cell, Rev and Upstream. One clean counterexample would meaningfully test whether this is a segment-wide pattern or a two-company coincidence. Consolidation among the surviving developers. Food Navigator's own January 2026 survey of the sector notes active M&A, Meatable's own acquisition of Uncommon Bio's platform before its own dissolution, and the Good Food Institute's absorption of sci-fi cell lines for public academic use. Watch whether input layer assets get folded into surviving developers the same way, rather than restarting as independent companies. GFI's next State of the Industry report. Cultivated meat and seafood investment fell from a 2021 peak of roughly $1.3 billion to $73.9 million in 2025, per GFI's tracking. Whether 2026 continues that decline or stabilizes will say more about the segment's near-term prospects than any single company's outcome.